Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3 WXGL HD2 St. Pete, live from the WeatherTight Windows studio. Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for John's Choice on Drew Garabo Live.
Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs. I ain't too hard to beg. Ain't no shame in this game. I'm gonna break it down and bag like Jane, please.
This goes out to the special lady from the bakery at Publix yesterday. Well, maybe not that part specifically. Just... So, Corey, I was telling you, I like to tease you personally during the break.
Yeah, you do.
And I told you about a movie that I watched over the weekend. The most fun watching a movie that I've had in a very, very, very long time. I laughed the whole time. I get bored during movies. Like just, okay. I can watch an hour show and then take a break. And even then, I'll find myself just roaming around the house and just being bored. Dude, we watched the new. I got to make sure I call it by the right name first. We watched the new Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers
movie. Are you serious?
Dude, this movie. And the main reason I wanted to bring it up was I don't fully understand or grasp who this movie was made for, because the nostalgia level in this movie is off the charts. I can't even begin to make a list of the amount of different characters from other things that make an appearance in this, and it's very meta. Like, I'm not giving away a lot.
It's the Rescue Rangers.
But it's the Rescue Rangers, but what it is that it's present and it's some animation mixed in with live action, almost like a Roger Rabbit type deal, right? But it's as if Chip and Dale are actual actors who had Rescue Rangers back in the day, and now they're at, like I forget which one it was. Like Chip is like doing the circuits, like the Comic-Con circuits and stuff, and he went and got CGI surgery. So now he is in 3D, and Dale is still the same way he used to be back then. And it's just got, I mean, because Disney owns everything.
Yeah.
So it's got so many little quick appearances by almost every figure from everything across the board. There's, I mean, Batman, I think, is in it momentarily. Tons of Disney movie stuff. Seth Rogen is in it. The voice of one of them is Andy Samberg.
Okay.
It is funny. It is thoughtful. It is such a good movie.
Huh.
But when I got done watching it, I just couldn't help but think, who was this movie made for? Because I loved it as a 35-year-old man who watched Rescue Rangers as a kid and who got all of the references.
Yeah.
I just wonder, did you make a PG movie for adults? Because there are so many things in there. Kyle's dad from South Park is in a quick scene. Like just all of these little things that I just felt were so much more oriented towards adults and towards people who had seen, you know, I don't even want to say it because there's some funny, I loved the fact that I didn't know a lot. But do you remember the Ugly Sonic controversy where they made a Sonic that was really like Ugly Sonic
is in
the movie, and he's at the Comic-Con. He's got a booth and stuff, and it's the Ugly Sonic, and it's played by the guy that I love so much who has the show I Think You Should Leave, Tim Robinson.
Yes.
He does the voice of Ugly Sonic in the movie.
Oh my God.
And I can't recommend it enough. It to me did not come off like a children's movie. It's just stupid funny and so chocked full of nostalgia that I think if you grew up in that era and you watched the Rescue Rangers and everything that was around that time, you will find it to be a real trip down memory lane.
I'm going to definitely give it a try. The last time that I watched a movie like that, that took me back way, way back, it was, I think it was last year, the Tom and Jerry movie that came out.
That was in the same ballpark, kind of?
Yeah, Tom and Jerry were animated. I think all the other animals might have been animated, too. And then it was a mix between real life. I watched it. My son, I was like, listen, we're watching Tom and Jerry. My wife was like, why are we? Legit, it was a Saturday morning preview of this movie. And I got up with my bowl of cereal, had my son there. He left halfway through I just kept watching. Yeah. I was like, screw you. This movie's for me, man.
I want you to watch it because something about it, to me, had the vibe of some of the more lighthearted comic book stuff. Like, just the way that everything was a wink and a nod to something nostalgic. The whole way along, they're just constantly running into different characters from different Disney movies. And it's got, like, one of the bad guys, this is the last spoiler I'll give, one of the bad guys is the Coca-Cola polar bear. Like, he's one of the villains. It is
he's a villain?
Yeah, just a funny, you know, that's what I was looking for Sunday night after the Lightning game ended. I was looking for something light and something I didn't have to think too much about. Turned into just a absolutely fantastic music or movie viewing experience.
Is on Disney Plus?
It's on Disney Plus currently.
I'm going to give it a try.
Check it out. Now segueing to much more depressing things. A Texas hospital says two individuals are dead and multiple children were rushed for treatment in the wake of an active shooting report that caused the lockdown of a Texas school district. Police are now saying we were getting early reports from our news desk, the Cox Media Group news desk, saying that it was at an elementary school. This specific update doesn't say that, but there was a Robb Elementary that was involved in the lockdown. At 1:06 p.m., police announced that a shooter was in custody. That's kind of all we got right now. I know that in the early moments of an active shooter situation, there can be news that doesn't quite jive with what's really going on, so we'll just leave it at that. Another day, another shooter. I don't know what we have to do to stop these, but it's just a major bummer, and hopefully not too many more people will be killed. The trial for the Petito Laundry family face-off seems to be getting closer to coming to fruition. Gabby Petito's family continues to seek answers from the parents of Brian Laundry. I was trying to think. It's getting to be about probably a little bit less than a year, because I remember it went through football season. So it's still less than a year from when the Brian Laundry, Gabby Petito saga kind of took the entire nation by storm. The lawsuits against Chris and Roberta Laundry, claiming they were aware their son had murdered Petito, now has an initial witness list, which includes the Laundries, law enforcement, and others connected to the case. The initial witness list is routine and far from a definitive list of names that would testify should the lawsuit reach an official jury trial, but it does offer a glimpse into the strategy behind the lawsuit. There seems to be this general thought when you look at on paper the lawsuit, and clearly I haven't read every single word of it, that the Petitos just don't have much to be able to prove that they knew something. They're kind of saying, their lawyers are saying, just wait. I don't know if that's a technique to scare people or a technique to give them time to build their case. But as of right now, there's no known smoking gun. The lawsuit filed by Petito's parents includes several significant allegations, including claims the Laundry sought to help their son flee the country and blocked communication with Petito's family. Now, I joke often about, you know, your heartless nature and whether or not you are a potential serial killer. And we was last week we talked about police getting innocent people and being able to warp them and finagle them into, you know, admitting to crimes they didn't commit.
Right.
Do you, when you hear a story like this, is your initial gut reaction as a parent to go, of course they didn't talk to them. Of course they got their lawyer right away. Of course they did everything they could to protect their kid. Do you side with that thought, or do you go more, which is my train of thought, and maybe it's because I don't have children, these people are heartless monsters who let these parents think that their child was alive or let their you know, let them live in uncertainty when they could have done more to help them. What is that initial thought that comes to your mind?
As far as what? The parents
getting? As far as the fact that their son showed back up in the in Florida
right.
without the girl that he left with, and they chose to go into hiding and not respond to any of the calls from her parents or from anybody, and they lawyered up and didn't say a word. Does that seem right to you as a parent?
Yes, it does. Because they went into full-blown protection
yeah.
mode. They went into... Yeah, this house is locked down. They're not talking to anybody. Whether they knew their kid did it, whether they thought their kid did it, or whether they thought their kid didn't do it, no matter what, they're like, hey, the smartest thing to do is just lock it down, lawyer up, and not say another word.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would do. My daughter, my son comes to me and says, hey, I understand this looks very bad.
Yeah.
Lays it all out and is like, hey, whether they did or didn't do it, I am going to side with my kids. Unless,
always.
Yes, yes. Unless they end up being a serial killer and what? Then it's they're murdering 20 well, people throughout the entire country.
So let's do a little role play here.
Okay.
Because I think we, and that's pretty much what this lawsuit is saying too, is they don't know what he said. I mean, there's
right.
a possibility he said, oh my God, mom and dad, I don't know what happened. We were camping in this area and I woke up the next morning and she was gone and I don't know what to do and they're going to think I killed her. What the hell? You know, he could have been saying that.
Right.
But let's live in the other world, which to me is probably the more likely, where he comes home and he says, mom and dad, I don't know what happened. I lost control. We had been fighting. She hit me and I was trying to, you know, calm her down and I my hands were around her throat and I killed her.
Right.
And is there a chance you help your kid cover his ass?
That
you probably don't really know until you find that out. But
right, I feel in my heart of hearts, I would go into full lockdown, full cover up mode, full whatever yeah. I had to do to protect my kid. Unless he's showing me a video. Hey, look, here's a video of me doing it, and there's no evidence
yeah.
or no way to not. Man, dude, it is tough.
It's a weird
thing. I really feel like I'm going to go into full protection mode, though.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people immediately wanted to vilify, and from my perspective, rightfully so. Like, there is a, when you talk about murdering somebody, I just don't find much wiggle room. But for as many people as thought, these people are scum. How can you defend this murdering son of a bitch? And how could you cover for him? I think when that moment comes, if it did ever come for any average parent, it's probably a smidge more of a difficult decision than you'd like to think. If you have an option to try and get them out of the country
right.
or help them cover their ass, I don't really know. I just think probably more parents would be a little more helpful than they think.
Just think about the exact opposite way. Imagine your dad comes to you and was like, listen, I don't have to tell you. I killed your mother. I'm so sorry.
Well, would you go into
because
then it's my mom, so then I'm mad too.
Okay.
So then I, you know, I might then have to kill my dad, and
oh,
then
man.
I go to my grandpa, and I'm like, no, I don't.
Or what if it was grandpa's. Just some random thing? Oh, I was driving home last night, and somebody stepped off the curb, and I flattened them, but I just kept going, and now I don't know what to do, John. Do I call the police? Do I let them know what happened?
Know.
Do I just scrap the car, junk it, push it into a river, tell them that somebody, you know. What do you do then? Do you try to help your parents? Or
I don't know.
You immediately call the police and like, listen, my dad, he hit somebody. Come arrest this
fool. I mean, for a... I don't know. I
right.
mean, when you put it that way, I mean, I say I don't have kids, so I don't really know. But at the same time, I don't know what I'd do. And I mean, I'd like to think that I'd go, dude, we got to find a way to get through this. We need to get a lawyer. You need to turn yourself in.
Right.
You know, maybe it's not as bad as it seems, even though it would be. But then I also... I wonder if I could, like, what are my options then? Do I have the wherewithal and the connections and the commitment to get somebody out of the country? Like, what can I really do to help him cover up and get out of the country?
I mean, Cuba's like 12 hours south
of here.
That
is true. And I'm always talking about the end of the world and needing a boat and everything. So,
yeah,
I mean,
man. I got a dinghy.
We'll just go that route. Is find a friend with a boat and just get my dad to Cuba.
Yeah. Or go to the Bermuda Triangle. No, nothing happens there.
That is true. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this? Oh, sorry.
Ow.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. How are you and Corey doing today?
Not too bad, man. How the hell you been? I feel like it's been a minute. Cross-check in the mix.
Yeah, I also saw the new Chip and Dale movie as well.
It's pretty damn good, right?
I honestly was not expecting it to be as good as it was.
Neither did I.
Enjoyable as it was.
Yeah, and I did. And I think the way that they set it up, where it wasn't like you just entered an episode of Chippendale's Rescue Ranger, the fact that it was so above everything and everything was kind of an inside joke, and the fact it treats it as if they're actors. And one of the dumbest little things is that, like, Chip and Dale and the creatures like them, they live amongst the humans, but they have like miniature houses, and I don't know how explain it. It's really, really funny the way that they pulled it off. Hey, Glenn, how about those damn Bolts, baby? How about that sweep?
I think we did Bob Barker a favor for the Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you see that coming?
Whew. I honestly couldn't even predict that we were going to get a sweep at all. I knew it was going to be a tough series because, again, back-to-back defending cup champs, everybody's going to walk and knock you down. Toronto came very close, and Florida, they're the top-scoring team this year.
Yeah.
And they only got three goals on the iron wall as Vasilevsky.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, Vasi is, we are so damn lucky. I know it'd still be a great team, and maybe we'd still have something to show for it, but I definitely don't think we're in the overall situation that we're in right now without Vasi. The man is a damn beast. And was that last night, or I'm getting a little mix up between last night and Sunday when he took that puck right to the face, right to the mask. I think it was last night.
I think it was last night too. I can't remember exactly either.
Dude, just the toughness of these guys who on the reg can take pucks going 80 miles an hour to their face and then just hop right back up, get a, you know, put a little gauze on it and be right back to work, man. What a bunch of studs.
Yeah, and you also got to give a lot of props to Steven Stamkos during the series too, with all the block shots he was making.
The amount of block shots, everybody. And you could tell the way that they were playing later in the game when they pulled the goalie and had two extra skaters. You could tell they were playing, I don't want to say scared, but in a timid way, because they just started to feel that if you could even make it past a player, you weren't going to make it past Vasi. It's almost like having five goalies out there.
That's a nice way of putting it. And you also got to remember, we also got two goals taken away in the second period. While they were right calls, that you still, Florida should have capitalized on it, and they never did, because Vasilevsky just became... What's the best description we can call Vasi?
Vasi, legendary, epic, second to none. I don't even know. But, you know, the other thing that kind of pissed me off about those calls on those goals is they really were, and there was another one earlier in the series, they were things that the refs should have seen. It shouldn't have gotten to the point to where we would have been able to score. That was the other part. I know that the exact call earlier in the series was when the puck hit the net, you know, above the glass, and that's an immediate stoppage of play, and it should have been the same way with Cirelli getting his hand on the puck during the faceoff. If they would have just been better at their job, then we would have never even made it to the point to where we could have scored and needed them to be called back. So definitely some shoddy officiating through that series for sure.
I like they brought the one with Duclair up for, and I believe it was game one against Florida, because we pretty much had that same thing with the first goal.
Yeah.
We had that. It looked like it was out of play, but it took them 8.5
yeah.
minutes to decide this.
Yeah.
That's what made me mad. Like, I wasn't mad that we'd lost the goal. I hate that it took almost 10 minutes to make a decision on this.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I saw during the post game that they had a really good shot of it, and it was a highlighted where they almost had a magnifying glass on it. So I don't know if they ended up getting that that footage in the booth to call that one back. But my thought was the same thing. If it's taking you 10 minutes, you obviously don't have a good shot of it, and you're probably guessing. I think they did get the right call. But, yeah, once you get to that long of a call, I agree. It's like, what the hell are we really doing
here? Yeah. Well, John, yeah. So
it's good to hear.
We're going to have a pretty – It's
good to hear your voice, buddy. It really is, man. And I look forward to catching up with you soon.
I like this outro here, John.
What's
this
that?
Been cross check.
Yeah. Oh, sign off.
This has been cross check, and I hope one day I get me a friend whose first name is Jack and last name S.
Thank you, cross check. Something about that guy, man. Like, even when we're having a good conversation, he can still make it awkward, which I kind of appreciate. I embrace the weirdness and the awkwardness, but it's like Glenn Cross. Let's step aside for a moment. When we get back, Some of the, I would say, probably most shocking audio circulating the internet today that went down in an Indiana, I believe in an Indiana church, where a pastor gets up and he thinks he's going to, you know, let the demons out of his closet and he's going to admit to his sins and he's going to get redemption and whatever the hell else he was looking for. That's not how it went down. Somebody else there had something else to say, and we've got the audio for you next. In the extended version of John's Joints.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. Get your brooms out, Tampa. The Bolts swept those little kittens from South Florida. Woo! Your Tampa Bay Lightning are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Let's go, Lightning!
Congratulations from everyone here at 102.5 The Bone. Another Bone traffic update from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Southbound US 19 at Nebraska Avenue has an accident with two lanes blocked, but this is on 19 in Palm Harbor, not the Nebraska or Florabraska Avenue in Tampa. So why do we have so many Nebraska Avenues? This is Florida. Who cares about Nebraska so much? Weird. Traffic's brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest and fastest way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.org or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. I'm Ethan with your traffic on 102.5 The Bone.
You've heard of a pro tip. Here's a mo tip. After an accident, the insurance company may make you a quick offer to go away. They may also be offering you pennies on the dollar. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Mo DeWitt, Office, Tampa.
Hey, it's Drew Garabo for Pin Chasers BOGO. Buy one, get one free Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be great. Get out of the heat and get to Pin Chasers over the Memorial Day weekend, Friday through Monday. You buy one game of bowling, you get another game for free. This offer is good for the entire Memorial Day weekend through close on Monday, May 30th. Reserve your lane now at pinchasers.net. Good for all three locations. So do yourself and your family a huge favor and head to Pin Chasers Memorial Day weekend.
Introducing the Amscot Installment Cash Advance. From $100 to $1,000 with no credit checks and flexible payment options. That's more money and more time to pay it back.
Amscot.
Some restrictions apply, subject to approval.
At Sun Toyota, get a quality late model certified pre-owned Toyota at over 50% off original retail price. Get a certified Tundra 12.3, RAV4 11.8, Tacomas are 10.5, Camry at 9,600, or get a certified Corolla for an incredible 7,400. Plus, you get our real nationwide lifetime warranty.
Call 1-800-821-6806 for complete details.
Sun Toyota.com.
Dave Matthews Band Live. May 25th, Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. On sale now at LiveNation.com.
Jeep Freedom Days at Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And the Jeep Giant is driven to deal. That's right, we're going all out to have a record-breaking May, which means you save big. Get giant savings on every Jeep in stock. Lease a new 2022 Jeep Compass for $275 per month. A new Jeep for only $275 a month? Believe it. Pre-order any new vehicle with confidence. Everyone comes with Suncoast Lifetime Warranty. Great deals on all Jeeps. From the Grand Cherokee L to the Compass at Suncoast on the corner of Park and Starkey and Seminole or SuncoastCJD.com.
You get way shit with every car at Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Stock number 22052B, lease at $275 per month for 36 months, $32.95 down, 10,000 miles per year with approved credit lifetime warranty coverage, subject to limits and exclusions. See dealer for details. Must take delivery by 5/31/22.
Most politicians are just show ponies, but Wilton Simpson is a workhorse. Conservative, Republican, fifth-generation Floridian. Simpson's a lifelong farmer who shoots straight and gets things done, like educational and economic opportunity. As Florida's Senate President, Wilton Simpson worked side-by-side with Governor DeSantis, Simpson fought and won more rights for parents, more choices for kids, and was named champion for school choice. When some politicians wanted lockdowns that threatened our economy, our kids' educations, and our constitutional rights, Wilton Simpson led the charge to keep Florida free and open. Simpson's endorsed by Governor Ron DeSantis, 59 sheriffs, and President Donald Trump. Workhorse Wilton Simpson, the conservative who gets things done. Candidate, Florida Commissioner of Agriculture. Sponsored by Grow Florida.
Tampa home prices are up over 30% since last year. So if you own a home, your investment is paying off. Because that equity you've gained, it can be accessed as cash. So you can improve your home or pay off debt. Whatever you need, because it's your money. Just be sure you call American Financing, Florida's home for home loans, where the process starts with a free mortgage review. So you can learn about the options before moving forward. There's no pressure. There's no obligations. There's no upfront or hidden fees. I mean it when I say that this company's in it for you. They're doing whatever they can to help you save up to $1,000 a month, plus tens of thousands long term. So why not learn more? If you like what you're hearing, they'll customize a loan to fit your goals and your budget. And if you start soon, you can skip two payments and you may close in as fast as 10 days. Get pre-qualified for free when you call 813-906-2060. That's 813-906-2060. Or you can visit them online at AmericanFinancing.net. It's American Financing. NMLS 182334 and NMLSConsumerAccess.org. American Financing. Tell them Mike Calda sent you.
Furman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Wesley Chapel's Memorial Day Savings Event is happening now. Now, stop by this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. for our guest appreciation event. Don't miss live music, free lunch, and gas gift card giveaways. Plus, we have 0% APR financing available on select new models and hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from. Hurry in now before these deals are gone. Only at Furman Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Wesley Chapel or FurmanCJDTampa.com.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
At CDW, we get you can't lock up your devices. Your workforce needs the freedom to roam.
Final morning call, flight 555 to New York.
And wherever they go, productivity is key. But with Microsoft Surface devices pre-configured and deployed by CDW experts, you'll get multi-layered security and seamless experiences to help productivity really take off. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/surface.
102.5 The Bone wants to help break the stigma around mental health and recovery. Join us each Saturday in May from 9 to 10 a.m. as we break the stigma and talk mental health. Join us and Riverside Recovery as we aim to break the stigma. Saturdays 9 to 10 a.m. Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys. Tampa, 800-500-5555.
Now, a weather update from the Sun Toyota Weather Center.
SunToyota.com.
It's going to be steamy this week with a high today in the low 90s, and that's good for tomorrow and Thursday, too. Rain chances are fairly low, but humidity is going to suck, so it will feel like it's closer to 100 degrees for the next 3 days. So just stay inside, because it's hot as death out there. Your forecast is brought to you by Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. It's Jeep Freedom Days at Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Get giant savings on every Jeep in stock. Every one comes with Suncoast Lifetime Warranty. Great deals on all Jeeps from the Grand Cherokee L to the Compass. At the corner of Park and Starkey and Seminole, SuncoastCJD.com.
Now, back to Real Raw Radio. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, back to Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Article Sound System.
I'm not ashamed to say, come to think I would say all day, and I can get high when I wanna.
They are blowing up in every way possible. They are about to hit the road in about a month, I think, with the Dirty Heads. So they're doing big, big things. But before they're only on big, big stages, they will be at Water. The WTR?
Right.
Yeah. This Friday night.
Wow.
So I guess they do a reggae night out there. They've been doing a reggae night. An Article sound system will be in the house on Friday night. Hopefully, if time allows, they'll be able to stop by the studio for a little bit before the show. But either way, if you've never got a chance to see them locally like this, maybe you'll be able to catch them at Janus or something like that a couple more times. But I have a feeling that the stagers are only going to get bigger. A man convicted of a street racing crash that killed a young mother and her one-year-old child has lost his appeal. We've talked about it here at length. A state court upheld Cameron Heron's sentence of 24 years in prison as of yesterday. Heron filed an appeal last May. He was driving more than 100 miles per hour down Bayshore Boulevard when he hit Jessica Ressinger, Rabinholt, and her daughter Lily in May of 2018. Heron was sentenced in 2021 after pleading guilty to vehicular homicide and unlawful racing on a highway. It's one of those situations where if you want to sit there and put every single crime ever up next to each other, there are a lot of inconsistencies. And you go, how does a guy that did this and shot a guy here, you know, get less time than the kid who hit a guy, you know, hit the family with the car? If you do all of that, and even against the other kid that was racing, he got quite the sentence. But take all of that and just realize he killed a mother and her baby, and I'm never going to be the person to shed a tear for him. I do understand he's probably, if he just had to go live his life, there's probably enough damage done to him, and he'll probably live with that for the rest of his life unless he is some sort of psychopath. And that would be a prison of its own, but it's just really hard to come up with actual remorse for a kid who was playing games on the road and killed a mother and her child. I mean, 24 years sounds like forever, and it kind of is, and I'm sure he'll come out there a completely different person that he went in. But he should have thought about that before he was, driving 100 miles an hour down Bayshore.
Yeah, you had mentioned that he can think about all that stuff for the rest of his life. Well, I mean, there's two people that don't have their lives.
You're right. And that's the other thing, too, is
one of them was a baby.
A baby. And their family, you know, they want it to obviously be as long of a sentence as possible. And maybe sometimes you get the family that comes out and says, we forgive you and we don't want to ruin your life, too. I hold no grudges on however you deal with it and however you mourn. This family was not out there saying he should have a lesser sentence.
Right.
They got up at the appeal and talked about the damage and the change that he caused and his decisions caused to their entire family. And I'm totally at peace with just letting the family pick. You know what I mean? I mean, I know that's not realistic, but hey, if you want him to be locked up forever, he took your daughter, your granddaughter, your wife, your baby.
Yeah.
He took all of those things with his actions. And if you want him in prison, I'm not going to argue with you. If you've got one of these hearts that allows you to forgive and say certain things, that's cool too. But I've got no problem with them being a major voice in what they want to see happen to this kid.
Yeah, I was going to say it would be nice if the family, the victim's family, always had some sort of say. But I mean, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, give them the maximum, you know, give them life, give them death, give them, you know.
And I don't know, you know, when the judge made this decision, I don't know how much he put into account that the family didn't want it to be lessened, you know, because maybe if they come up there and say something different, then maybe it goes differently. But they didn't, and it didn't. So 727-579-1025, 1-800-771-1025. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Great show, guys.
Thanks, man.
Wanted to call in about one of your joints there about the school shooting in Texas.
Yeah, we were looking during the commercial break, not to cut you off, but just to get in some more information. It appears like it's probably worse than initially reported. ABC News has went on the air saying potentially as many as 14 dead. So I think right now 13 children are at the ER being treated. So what do you got?
Yeah. One of my military brothers is a Texas Ranger. He is on the scene, and he sent me a text saying there was 14 confirmed, and the shooter is one of them.
Is dead?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that that's kind of what we're hearing as well. Yeah, that is unconfirmed, but there are things very near that as well. So, man, it doesn't matter. Like now, it doesn't matter why these people do these things, and every single thing is horrific. And obviously, we just had the shooting up in Buffalo that was racially charged and terrible by this guy that was a complete psychopath. And now, I can't even begin to wrap my head around what brings somebody to an elementary school to start killing people. So we've got a serious issue in this country, a bunch of issues.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Thank you. 727-579-1025, 1-800-771-1025. It is currently the funniest video that is viral on the internet. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm gonna retweet it out from at the John Senning. It is just, you can watch it a million times and find something different in it every time. Another example that we in society have just gone completely insane. A passenger's powerful punch knocked a United Airlines worker through the ticket counter and bloodied his face at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey during a dispute, the video shows. It's terrible audio, so I'm not really sure that playing it does too much for anybody. But the ticketed passenger, identified as Brendan Langley's, 27, of Georgia, he was arrested. Now, you don't know what happened leading up to the video, so I understand that's just a moment in time. But it surely does look like the United Airlines worker hits him in the face first.
Yeah.
Not that you just that, I don't know what someone has to do to you for you to then get a pass to just beat their ass. But that's exactly what happened. What you see in the video is a United worker take a swing at this dude who I guess is a former NFL player and played in the Canadian Football League.
Really?
The United employee takes a swing at him. It was a very weak swing. It was kind of more like a slap. And this dude just unloads on him and he knocks him out, and the fall, it's like the fall takes 10 days.
Yeah.
He falls, and then he kind of gets punched again, and then he falls back on a cart, and then the cart flips over, and somehow, like, he arose from the dead. The United worker, the United Airlines worker, says, gets back up and comes up to the guy
covered in blood
as if he hadn't just had his ass kicked. And you can then hear the Langley, who's the not the worker, say, he works at the airport and he assaulted me.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much warning everybody, I'm about to whoop this dude's ass some more if you don't get him away from me. And he kind of, stumbles around. But United Airlines has announced that he's fired.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't think this article says that they both went to jail, because I did find it interesting that other dude definitely, unless there's just something in the video that you don't see at all.
Well,
like that other guy threw a punch first.
You had mentioned that. So the only video I saw was the airlines guy slap the ex-football player and then him punch him.
Yeah.
I'm watching a video now. There are a lot more back and forth
prior
to that. Yeah. So I'm watching the video. And so Langley is a football player, right?
Yeah.
So they're getting into it. Langley reaches and slaps the airline guy first.
Oh, he does. See, I had a feeling.
Punches him. Oh, I'm watching it right now. Punches him a couple times. They kind of go back and forth, and they're going back and forth.
Before he hits him with that one.
That's when he kind of lines himself up and then slaps him.
Okay. If you haven't seen the footage, is that on Twitter?
I don't know. I typed in, I went to Google and typed in, the
Well, I just retweeted at the John Senning the more the version that's going around everywhere, which you just kind of see the United worker. It starts almost with him squaring up, being like, let's fight. And, well, man, that guy, did he know that somebody was going to run the footage like that? Because he really makes it seem as if he was the victim.
He really does. I just sent you the link for the video that I was just watching on Twitter, a DM. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Man, because it starts off.
Oh, yeah, this is NBC News, too, so right. This is a real deal.
And I'm trying to see, because it starts off right away, and the airlines guy kind of steps it aside and then gets slapped by Langley, but it looks like they're already in the middle of talking and fighting. You see that?
Oh, dude, that changed that.
And now there's a lot of back and forth before he goes and squares up.
That changes everything.
It does. It does. Now it puts it in a whole different light to where looks like the ex-NFL player kind of started it.
I knew that. Oh, I'm just in shock watching this because this dude had already been getting his ass beat. You believe what you're watching in that video that's going around everywhere is the beginning of the fight? This dude, this Langley guy, the NFL player, dude, he punched him four times in the head before that guy even squared up on him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes far more sense why that dude got arrested. Because as I watch it right now, yeah, they exchange a couple slaps. Man, that guy was ready to lose his job on that day.
He really was. I just tweeted out the link to the story with the longer version.
People are losing it. That's all you need to know. Yeah. Every single day, there's a different reason to accept that and know that. By the way, 2 minutes. 2 minutes away from your chance at $1,000. Shout out to Blaine. I heard the Blaine, who, you know, is a, I don't know how to say it other than a lot of people know who he is. He did date Carmen for a period of time. He's a hell of a guy. I consider him a friend, loves this station, and he won $1,000 this morning. I think he won $1,000 last year, too.
Really?
I believe so. I heard Carmen talking about it this morning, that he is just that guy.
Great time for him.
He wins a lot of stuff. He wins things often.
Yeah.
So Blaine's a good dude, and shout out to him.
Saw him at the Chase Club last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he was hanging up at the Chase Club last night.
Man, that guy's living the life.
He's all over the place.
He's out at the playoff games. He's collecting cash money from CMG. He's doing it right. So that can be you. That can be you. Man, I think that this next piece of news was almost expected because things just didn't add up, but that doesn't make it any less of a bummer and any less tragic. A toxicology report was released yesterday. Showed that Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback Dwayne Haskins had a high blood alcohol level before he was struck by a dump truck on a busy South Florida freeway, and he died. Haskins, who was 24, died on the morning of April 9th, shortly after his car ran out of gas. The former Ohio State quarterback was on the Steelers roster and in South Florida training with teammates. The toxicology report from the Broward County Medical Examiner reveals that Haskins' blood alcohol level was at 0.20, which is 2.5 times the legal limit of 0.08 in Florida. Other new details from the investigator say that Haskins was drinking at a Miami nightclub and left the club after getting into a fight. Haskins was reportedly in the car with a female passenger before he walked around the highway for roughly 20 minutes looking to get gas. 911 audio revealed that Haskins' wife showed she called from Pittsburgh saying, "My husband, he's stuck on the side of the highway and he was getting out to go get gas." I feel bad for the wife, obviously, right, because her husband was hit by a dump truck. But now the story gets way more convoluted. There was a chick who was supposedly passed out in his car when they went back to it. There are also reports that he had ketamine in his system, that he'd been partying all night. So, you know, drunk as hell on ketamine with a passed out chick in your car.
Yeah.
No time is good to be wandering the streets and in the middle of the highway, but that's definitely not the time. What do you say, Corey? Should we give away some? Should we give away a little money?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, you want to give away money? We'll give him money right now.
Yeah, why not?
Say this button. We'll do that.
Money, dough, cash.
This hour's bonus keyword is sky. Text SKY to 70123 before 15 minutes past the top of the hour. And go get your $1,000. Sponsored by Farrah & Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys, Tampa. FarrahandFarrah.com.
Get your $1,000. Get the operator with a D's nuts joke. Don't let Blaine be the only one winning $1,000 today here. That's in the circle.
May I interrupt your joints for a joint of my own?
Oh, fire one up, brother.
This you might have already talked about this. I saw it was a promoted tweet on my Twitter. Florida's largest hemp CBD and wellness trade show is coming to Tampa.
Oh, is that KushCon?
KushCon is coming to Tampa.
That I have seen that popping up here and there.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff. You got anything else on
it? Yeah, it says join us in Tampa Bay for the Florida's first ever KushCon, brought to you by the same folks who curated the Oregon Hemp Convention and the Texas Hemp Convention. KushCon builds up on the success of the past events. They're going to have over 400 booths.
Oh, my goodness.
And over 100 classes.
Dude, we need to get the KushCon people. We need to get the KushCon people on the air.
Oh, yeah.
I've been and they've got a really cool logo. And that's where I've been seeing it, too.
Yes.
I was curious where I was remembering it from. And I think it's been popped up as a promoted tweet.
Yeah.
So they did one in Colorado 2 years ago. Cannabis conference, a major draw to the Mile High City. KushCon.
Maybe we can get some media passes for this.
Dude, that would be nice.
It's coming to the Tampa Convention Center August 6th and 7th. I think tickets are on sale right now, looks like.
I wonder if we could broadcast.
Ooh.
That'd be pretty legit. I know it's a bit of a slippery slope, with the FCC and that, but who knows?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it never
put the feelers out.
I'm also a big supporter of asking for forgiveness rather than permission. So maybe maybe I won't say anything more about how we'll just grab a Comrex and then just all of a sudden be at KushCon.
I'm not saying that there's always one in my office and that I can just come and go with it as I please, but I mean, I'm just saying that.
You're high level. That's the thing, is that, you know, you're in a high level position to where you should probably ask for permission. Let me fall on the sword. You pretend like you didn't know anything.
Get too cocky with it. Yeah, you're right.
That's all you can do. All right. Before I go to break, let me just play this real quick and we'll talk about it on the backside. Pastor John B. Lowe has resigned from the New Life Christian Church in Indiana on Sunday. He thinks he's going to have this big moment where he's going to stand up and he's going to let everybody know about his dirty secrets, and he's going to walk away looking like the good guy who bared his soul. He wanted to tell the congregation that he committed adultery 20 years ago when he was in his late 30s. He's now 65, and he asked the church for forgiveness, then received a standing ovation. But not before the vibe got too right, this woman, I believe her name is Bobby Gephardt, she's 43, she then stood up in front of the church and said, "I don't think I'm going to let you off this easy." She has a story of how the pastor groomed her when she was 16 years old. Here is the audio from the church. It is tough to hear.
The church deserves to know the truth. This church has been built on lies, but no more. The lies need to stop. I could give story after story after story to what you did to me. Michael, your dad is not the victim here. A partial truth is not true. If I would have gotten counseling, your dad would be in prison.
Oh.
It might not be the way, but every time you covered up for Russ Spangle, my best friend was my age when your associate pastor was molesting his two daughters. And you know that. You sent him to be a pastor at another church. We can call Melanie right now, and Cassie, her sister. They sat down with you. You sent Melanie away. Don't look at me like that. You know the truth.
Oh, man.
I know, but you can tell the truth, because this is a lie.
I'm letting you tell the truth.
But you need to tell the truth. You know better than it was.
Listen. My wife is not just adultery. It's another level when it's a teenager. And I will not let this man talk about my wife like that. It happened for 9 years. When she was 15, 16, the sexual grooming started. And it lasted until she met me and we started dating. This is the truth. And that's all.
Dude, I hate to use broad brushes, and I know there's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of good people in a lot of different types of churches, and in Catholic Church and Baptist Church and all sorts of different things. But man, the amount of evil that lives in these places that are meant and pushed forward as good. You look at it in all the different church situations, different types of charities. You look at what has happened with the Boy Scouts. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, right. Are these people out there? And I think the answer is yes. I don't know. But are these people out there embedding themselves in those positions to fly under the radar so that they can do these things? Are they terrible, evil people when it starts, or does it become that? I mean, it's so tough. And, man, I talk so often about how scary it is for you to send your kids to school knowing now that there's so many teachers that want to bang your kids. And in every place where you would like to think your kids are the safest are the places that we see these predators lurking so often. And it's such a bummer that is even a thing. But when does everybody just put your hands up and say, okay, these aren't isolated events. These aren't a few bad apples. There is a systemic issue with predators and pedophiles getting inside whatever the organization may be. I mean, you look back to a Jerry Sandusky.
Right.
That guy essentially created a foundation and a charity where he could find troubled kids to then prey upon. And right. it's the same thing happening here, where you get into a situation where a kid can't help but trust you. You're the pastor. Who else, if you can't trust the pastor, who the hell can you who can you help? And I know there are pastors out there doing great work and working with kids, and I don't want to just throw the blanket statement on there. But man, it is bad. It is so bad. The amount of people out there preying on children in places where you would like to think that would be the last place for it to happen.
And it's all being covered up.
Yeah.
All of it. The pastors, out in Hollywood.
And that's when I say
everywhere,
systemic.
Bro.
And even you heard it then. They sent another guy away to another church.
Right.
And even we've heard stuff. I don't know, man.
Dude, it is so like.
And I don't know how you end it. It's one of those things, too. And I think with so many things, not to draw parallels to things that have nothing to do with each other, but obviously everybody wants to make certain, like the shooting that's happening right now today.
Right.
I don't. Some people think they know what has to happen for that to stop. I don't. And when you have these situations that are so terrible, but nothing seems to be able to be done to stop them.
Right.
You know, I'm
what are we supposed to do here? Home church them?
Yeah.
Like, you can't home church kids.
And I'm willing at this point for all those things, whatever, I'm open to drastic measures, during drastic times. So we'll step aside for a moment. Our It's Okay, It's Not Okay today has been very widely discussed. I believe Mike Calta had Chris Jericho on this morning. And Chris Jericho, very famous professional wrestler, spent a lot of time in the WWE. He's now in AEW. He had to take to Twitter, to social media, to try and get attention for a family member who was being brutally bullied in Hills.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.